Hi, and welcome to the online course titled, OnWooked, The Science and Art of Design Thinking. The course is brought to you by the School of Design Thinking. This session deals with the three forces that add value, namely, vulnerability, appreciation, and limiting beliefs. These are the last three of the 13 forces that influence the design mind. The session is about 13 minutes long. Have a pencil and workbook handy, and open your mind to learn and grow. Now, over to Arun Jain.
Three elements which are going to be highlighting to you is value addition, which I call VAL. VAL. First point I will make you, vulnerability. Being vulnerable, good or bad? You go for vulnerability? In what situation you go for vulnerability? Pardon? Something is unknown. Is a first sign of a vulnerability. So when I move from one cluster to other cluster, there is a yellow sea in between. So blue clusters are my comfort zone cluster. So when I join as a technology programmer in a company and I have to move to the, I become a project manager, I have to move from this cluster to this cluster. To behavior cluster, I become a project lead. I need to move from a programmer to project lead. I need to move from technology knowledge cluster to this. Between the two, there's a yellow sea. I have to sim that. What is the first reaction of the person whom you promote a programmer to a supervisor? He start doing the job of his subordinate because he doesn't want to leave it. Because his subordinate makes two errors, he starts sitting down on his program and starts solving the problem himself. So earlier he was doing his own job, now he's doing his subordinate job also. And subordinate says he's doing my job anyway, I'll give it to him.
Upward delegation.
So upward delegation happens. So when he in behavioral technology, because he's not been in knowledge cluster of behavioral technology, is understanding that some faults will happen, some tolerance is required. Those are the part of behavioral technology. So what happens is he push pull back. So he goes out to some extent and then you come back, comes back. So he back, come back to the comfort zone. This vulnerability zone, yellow sea zone, is the highest attentive power of human mind. It's a place where you learn most. When you become vulnerable, when you walk, when you as a tourist, when you go and explore a new city without a tourist guide, how many you explore without a tourist guide a new city, land up in a new city? Without a pre-planned trip. How fast you learn about that city? You land up in the evening. By evening you know where is the dinner to be taken. If you're a vegetarian, then you will search for the place where you can get a vegetarian food. By the night time when you come back, you say what are the visiting places to go. By the morning time you plan for the all the five visiting forces. You don't know the language of that city, that country. You find some way to solve that problem by reading something beforehand. In that 24-hour time, or for normally when you go as a tourist, how many times you spend? 2 days, 3 days? Maximum 2 days? If some tourist comes to Chennai, how many days he spend? Maximum 2 days? I can guarantee you he will know about Chennai more than you know the city. When somebody comes to my residence and say, what are the places to go in Chennai? I'll say, oh, there's nothing to see in Chennai here, but I'll not find, in my mind, I'm really living in the comfort zone that there's a museum on Egmore and there's Swami Vivekananda and that a sea beach. I'll not know all these places because I'm sitting in a comfort zone. But when somebody is coming as a tourist, he's in a vulnerable zone, his attention span is so fast, he'll find out where the Ramakrishna history, where is the Vivekananda history in the city, where is the Egmore history, where is the forts, King Forts George is there, where is the Saukar Pet is there, where the first trading happened, there is a China market, where is the first something happened. He'll know all about it, but all of us will maybe oblivion to it. Because in comfort zone, our learning cycles are slower than when you're vulnerable zone. In vulnerability, my mind works 10 times faster than in a normal comfort zone. When you say unlearning, unlearning is to make you vulnerable. So in vulnerability environment can only happen when there is a trust among the people, among the team members. Then you can challenge anything. When we say we launch GTB, a new brand totally, I think it's a trusted team with intellect over the period of time, which just trusted that we'll make it. They trust in themselves and they trust in the vision which we are setting it up. Second force is appreciation. This is a humongous power which is available to all of us. All of us love appreciation. Good, whatever seniority you may have. If somebody appreciates you, your shirt is good, you're looking nice in the morning when you're walking on the corridor, at whatever the level, do you feel good about it? It's only few words. How many times you return an appreciative note about your customer to him? Where you appreciated your customer for something, you need to appreciate him. How many of you as a project managers in this room have written an appreciative note to your customers? You have written. So few people have written an appreciative note to the customer, but there are so many project managers. What is the mindset why we have not written an appreciative to the customer? He doesn't need it. It's a great opportunity for building a relationship, because human, your affinity force, appreciation creates affinity force. If you write something positive about him, he will remember more than when you written a negative to him. Or both the forces, he will remember you even if you written a negative note or positive note. Negative note, you are creating a fight. Positive note, you are creating a positive emotional bank balance with the customer. Identify something about him here, about his family, about his work, about his education, about his work style, about his project management style, about his clarity. Write two things positive and then you sandwich your requirement to him. Once you can send it, appreciation note, and after that you send it in. What is requirement? Chances are he will listen to you better. Your listening capability will be much better if you are able to appreciate him. So appreciation is so positive force, where if I imagine a mind space, thinking mind space, let us assume that our thinking space is 1,000 square feet flat. As analogy is 1,000 square feet flat is my thinking mind. 1,000 square feet flat will have two bedrooms, one kitchen, one drawing room, two toilets. Now look at this as a construct in your mind that you have, and then there are almirahs here for storing the various items. Now each knowledge cluster which you are having is like a bedroom you have. If there are three rooms in the 1,000 bedroom flat, there are three knowledge clusters, each is 300 feet, or you have a 10 knowledge cluster, you have 10 square feet. When you appreciate somebody, the circle itself expands. The 1,000 square feet flat of thinking becomes 1,200 square feet flat. Have you observed your child when he does something good and put a hand on the back and say, you have done a great job in math? He starts loving math. He may have interest in math or not, but he'll start loving, because a teacher who appreciated the student that you are good in chemistry, you start believing that you are good in chemistry. Whether you are good or bad is a separate issue, but you start believing because of some teachers. This is the power of appreciation. It gives a positive reinforcement at no cost. Limiting belief is a capacity holder. When somebody told you when you are class 6 that you are not good in math, your teacher told you, you cannot do math ever. What happens to you? Your mind starts believing into the teacher. At that age, if somebody, a parent and teacher, guru and parent, if any one of them tells, it's a gospel truth to them.
Negative reinforcement.
it just closes the boundary. You say it's a truth, it's a God's truth. At the before age of 13, if somebody tells, teacher or parent tells something that you can't jump, you can't swim, you can't walk, you can't do a good math, you can't learn English, it become incapacitated. His mind become incapacitated by that limiting belief. It's so powerful, a limiting belief. You create those red spots of limiting belief. You start holding, these are holding knowledge packets. So holding knowledge packet or limiting belief takes away that bedroom, which is beautiful design bedroom, but there's a stinking space coming in, you can't enter into that bedroom again. It is as important limiting beliefs. A large corporate, when they grow, any failure point happens in the project, people don't want to go closer to that project. Or wealth management system, this failed. In this particular failed. The biggest handicap corporates does is that they don't enter into the spaces where failure points are happens. When new employee comes in, his first inquiry is, everything is okay, no? Nothing, no failure history is there. As soon as this failure happened, we just don't want to pass to that particular thing. We don't want to align with the failure. Failure is such a negative word for us. It becomes a limiting belief. So when there are company like Xerox, company like EDS, which are great companies at one point of time, they vanish out of the window, is because they created a limiting belief. Because in any large organization, as many successes are there, at least 10% failures will be there. If 90% successes are there, 10% failures are there. But if 10% failures goes into limiting beliefs, they occupy 1,000 square feet, the operating space of that company becomes only 100 square feet. Today, if I have to go to a new country, a proposal has to come to the CFO, risk department, legal department, risk of the country, risk of the population, risk of the doing business.
Macroeconomic.
Now, each one has come from the limiting belief because we failed in some country at some point of time, and that finance department has put up a new rule there that you must ensure that this is met. So you apply this wisdom carefully, but it holds back the company. So limiting belief holds back the company. So these three things, well, vulnerability, appreciation, and limiting beliefs, is a value creation. So five input forces appear, five decaf, which is a frictional forces, and three valuation, these 13 elements, is creates an entire design mind.